15-year-old Cameron Badgers is a class clown, like a real-life clown. And today he's in juggling class at Lone Star Circus School. The tall, mirrored rehearsal room looks like a normal gym, except there's circus gear all over the place. Juggling clubs, colorful feathers, rings, a tightrope. Cameron's routine is still rough, but it's part of the kids' show that debuts Saturday.
Our routine is called the Samurai. We come out from the two sides. We walk to the middle, and then we kind of show ourselves to the audience. And then we do some wachita stuff.
Every clown gets a name. Cameron's clown name is Badgers, like his last name.
Cameron was a very shy child when he was younger, and he didn't have a lot of self-confidence. And if you met him today, you'd never believe that. And the teachers and the coaches here are fabulous at pulling kids out and showing them they can do anything.
That's his grandmother, Deborah McAllister Holland. Today, as Cameron juggles school, clowning, and acting gigs, it's more than just a hobby.
A circus is not just trapeze and juggling and clowning. That's what a circus needs. But what a circus is something far more unimaginable. It's love. It's family.
Lone Star students range from 2 to 71 years old. Clown and juggling classes are on Thursdays, with toddler classes on Saturdays. And this isn't the kind of circus with elephants and motorcycles.
Contemporary circus can look lots of different ways, but it's not usually presented in a tent. It does not usually have animals. It typically can be presented in a theater or outdoors in an environment that could live along dance and music.
Amy Cohen is director of the American Circus Educators. What sets Lone Star apart from the 250 or so circus schools in the U.S. is a strong European influence. That means a focus on movement as live poetry, says Fanny Kerwich, the school's director.
A lot of people can do a double somersault, but none of them are going to perform in the best circus.
Kerwich is an eighth-generation circus performer. She traveled with some of the most renowned shows, from Barnum's Kaleidoscape to the Moulin Rouge Cabaret in Paris. Her move to Dallas from France came in 1992. She did occasional classes at SMU and opened the circus school a decade ago. Lone Star now has more than 250 students and is planning its first big out-of-town winter show in Galveston. For Kerwich, it takes a certain kind of discipline to keep the magic of the circus alive.
Discipline into the work, you know, showing up to your show, keep your emotions straight and deliver to your audience, be able to do extraordinary things with your body, your mind, and your heart.
As the school preps for the kids' show on Saturday, Kerwich dreams of putting up a tent show in the Dallas Arts District, and maybe, someday, taking the show on the road. For KERA News, I'm Pablo Arauz-Pena.